Now, I am joined by Mr. Graham Avery, who's kindly agreed to come on for a brief interview. Graham was speaking to the Warwick Politics Society today about the EU referendum and what possibly could happen either way. He was the senior advisor at the European Policy Centre in Brussels and is also a senior member of St. Anthony's College in Oxford. Graham, how are you?
It's great to be here in Warwick.
Fantastic. Is this your first time in Warwick?
It is, actually, yes.
And Graham, you also obviously worked in the European Commission for many years. Can I ask about your work in the European Commission?
Well, I had a very interesting job in Brussels. I'm one of those Eurocrats, you know. I have a human face, and I believe very strongly that the European Union is a project which is very important for our country to make the best of. You know, if you work for 33 years in Brussels, then you know quite a lot of things which are wrong with it. Before that, I worked for the British government, and I can tell you there's plenty of things in the British government that need to be reformed, but I think the overall experience of Britain in the last 40 years has been very positive in the European Union, and British influence has pushed Europe in the right direction.
Now, the public, Graham, being given the right to vote on this in the way of a referendum, which obviously means that any citizen who is eligible to vote can vote and have their say on the European referendum. But the issue, obviously, is that everyone who is voting doesn't know the issues. And at the minute, the campaign is being rather driven by sort of media-savvy politicians, and as opposed to the big issue at hand. I'm wondering, do you think that's almost toxic to the referendum, that it's being personality-driven by the likes of Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage?
Well, it's not so much the personality aspect. I mean, you know, in politics, that's normal. What I find quite worrying is the way in which, by the press and by some politicians, the European Union is presented as some huge threat to the British character and the British identity. It's rubbish. I can tell you, those people there in Brussels, and I worked with them for a long time, they're not trying to manufacture problems for the British. They're trying to find solutions to common problems that we Europeans face and that we can handle by means of common solutions. I think the way in which some British politicians have identified the European Union as the other, as sort of a mysterious beast which is trying to destroy British sovereignty, is an absurd caricature of the truth.
Of course. And on that, Graham, the issues that are being debated, particularly by the Out campaign, concern various things like, you know, from bureaucracy within the Union to immigration. What are your concerns on these fears, and do you think they are really a legitimate reason to leave the whole Union?
Well, let me make two comments. First of all, Mr. Cameron has done a renegotiation. And me, I'm not a big fan of Mr. Cameron, I must be honest, but I think his renegotiation was rather successful. He obtained 95% of what he asked for, and believe me, in an international negotiation, that's pretty good results. But of course, it hasn't fundamentally changed the structure and the system of the European Union. It certainly defined and made more clear the special status of Britain. It said quite clearly that Britain is not obliged to pursue political projects which some of the others want to do. Perhaps one of the most important parts in Mr. Cameron's package was the promise that for the future, countries which aren't in the Eurozone won't suffer from some ganging up by the Eurozone members. So I think that Mr. Cameron's package is useful. But of course, the main discussion is about the broad advantages and disadvantages of membership. For me, you can have a long discussion about the trade and economic aspects of European membership, and I'm convinced that they mostly show that over the 40 years that we've been in the European Union, increased trade and competition from our European partners has helped to make the British economy better. Indeed, I would say that one of the reasons why the British economy is thriving is that we've had the benefit of workers coming from other European member states, which are keeping our economies dynamic. I mean, they come here not to get welfare dole, they come here to get jobs and they pay taxes, and that helps our economy. But it's not just about trade, it's about influence, and that's the aspect of Brexit, which I find most worrying. The world is quite a dangerous place. In Europe, the biggest threat we have is Russia. We have a Russia which is unpredictable and sometimes quite aggressive, and we have to be able to handle collectively the problems in our European neighbourhood. The Americans, our traditional allies, they want us to do that. One of the reasons why the Americans want this country to stay in the European Union is that they want the Europeans, after all, we're quite rich countries, they want us to take more responsibility for security in our neighbourhood. And it's plain to me that we can do much better than going out halfway across the Atlantic and getting lost in our little island.
Now, Graham, a lot of people argue that with the European Union as it is now, that this isn't what people voted for, or what we intended to join. You know, instead we preferred to join a free market. What would you say to people that maybe argue the EU has sort of exceeded its powers in that respect?
Well, I think it's quite clear when you look at what actually happened in history that the Britain's leaders who took us into the European communities and now the European Union, they knew perfectly well, and they said it was a political project. Dear old Harold Macmillan said to the British Parliament in 1961, when he applied for membership, he said, it's a political as well as an economic issue. Then there's Margaret Thatcher. And one shouldn't forget that until later on in her career, she was a strong advocate of Britain's membership. And she said this, and what Margaret Thatcher said in 1975 is valid today. She said, the European Union is a powerful group of nations. With Britain as a member, it's more powerful. Without Britain, it will still be powerful. We, British, can play a leading role in Europe, but if that leadership isn't forthcoming, Europe will develop without Britain. And for me, that captures the fact that Britain's principal contribution and gain from membership of the European Union is our long experience, our history, our imperial and colonial history, which gives us a global reach and a global understanding. In today's world, we're not a major power. We're a medium-sized or even a small-sized country. Perhaps we punch above our weight. Mm. But on our own in today's world, we Britons, we can't really obtain what we want. We can only do it in cooperation with countries, the European countries, with whom we have many common interests and shared values.
Now, Graham, I'll finish off on three sort of light-hearted, quick questions, if I may. What is your favourite European food, out of interest?
Oh, no question. I love pasta.
You love pasta?
My wife's Italian, so...
Of course.
That's not the only reason.
What is your favourite European flag?
Ah, well, I have a very soft spot for the Slovenian flag.
Okay.
Little Slovenia, often confused with Slovakia. Its national symbol is a beautiful mountain called Triglav. Mm. And if you look at their flag, they've got a mountain on their national flag. I like that.
Fantastic. And Graham, just to finish off, is there any European country that you haven't been to yet that you would love or would have loved to have visited?
Well, I've been to most of them, but I have to tell you, a country I really would like to go to is Ukraine. Now, Ukraine is a country which is experiencing huge problems. I mean, parts of it have been occupied by the Russians. It has a long history, but Ukraine is an important part of Europe. It's the biggest European state between us in the West and the Russians. It's the biggest state which is still on its own. The crisis that was triggered in Ukraine was by a sort of mini revolt where people said, we want European values. They didn't vote for the European Union. They voted for the idea that we should have better standards of living and better government. And for me, I'd like to go to Ukraine, and I think us other Europeans, we ought to help them on the path to stability and success.
Thank you very much, Graham Avery, for joining myself, Henry Riley, here on Raw 12:51 AM.